Chapter 5.
I see you are well,
Nath said to Selene.
She wore all black robes traced in gold. Her crown of silver leaves was on her head. She took a seat at a long table inside the tent. There was no one else there but them.
Please have a seat, Nath. Eat with me.
I'm not hungry.
He took a place at the table and pushed a plate of steaming food away.
Interesting,
she said, placing her cloth napkin on her lap. She took a sip of wine.
Not drinking either, I imagine.
I'm fine.
His stomach rumbled. Her eyebrows lifted.
Are you sure about that?
Probably some fish I must have eaten too fast.
Fish?
She tapped her fingernail on the glass goblet.
All right, then.
Selene, what is this all about?
You summoned me, after all, not I you. As a matter of fact, I've hardly seen you in days. He draped his elbow over the back of his chair.
Why is that?
With a look of sadness, she scooted her plate away, rested her elbows on the table, and locked her fingers together.
Nath, I've been avoiding something.
Is that why you march this army in circles?
So you've noticed.
I know the land as well as anyone.
He looked at his clawed fingers.
So why is that, I think you're avoiding Gorn Gratik.
She raised her head.
Why would you think that?
We've had many conversations, Selene. And you made it pretty clear that you don't care so much for him. I seem to recall you mentioning that the two of us could defeat him.
Oh,
she said with a small smile.
Did I say that?
You know you did, he said. And I believed you.
Believed?
Careful what you say, Nath. She still has to believe she has you duped.
Yes, Selene, I think you felt we could take Gorn down together, but now... Well, now you doubt me. After all, I can't even turn into a dragon. And I showed mercy to that rose blossom that wanted to kill me.
He shrugged.
Maybe you fear I don't have the killer instinct needed to carry out a fight with the likes of Gorn.
She held up her palm.
Let's not say his name too many times. His name evokes attention.
I see. So, am I right?
You are wise as a serpent.
Of course, we still have my father's forces to contend with. They are liable to make another attempt on your life, and we can't let that happen. Not if we're going after, well, you know who.
Selene stared at him with silence. Finally, she said,
I admit I am surprised.
Not as surprised as I am. I can't believe she's swallowing this.
They marched onward, mile after mile, league after league. Nath and Gorley rode on horseback side by side. Gorley's lips silent under the ominous metal helm that he wore. Behind them was the rest of the army, troops numbering in the thousands now, their bootsteps splashing through sloppy mud holes. The heavy rain rang off their metal armor. It made for a dreary sound, creating an unforgiving itch down Nath's spine.
Am I a fool, rushing headlong into the mouth of Gorn Gratik?
And there was Selene.
Why would I believe anything she said? She lied every time before. Does she really want to face Gorn Gratik now?
Faith urged him forward. He didn't know why, but he had to move on. Confront his fears. Face Gorn Gratik and save the world. Or doom it. He'd been looking inward for quite some time. Perhaps that was his biggest problem. Fear of failure.
Am I to let the world down the same as I did my father?
It ate at him. The thought of not seeing his father again, nor Dragon Home, nor any of his friends for that matter.
goes on. I wish Brenwar were here. He'd be fired up for this final battle.
He glanced at Gorley.
At least I'll have one friend to witness my death. I hope it's a grand funeral.